All right, so our listener Olivia has some news to announce, but is afraid of hurting someone in the process. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, can I say that I absolutely love your show, and I've been a faithful listener for years.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you. And I get such a kick out of having to identify where Ben is in your pictures.
Oh.
If you don't know, any picture we post on socials, we're always identifying Ben's on the left.
I'm on the left or on the right or whatever.
Most of the time on the left. Yeah. So I need a little advice. I'm stuck between sharing and celebrating and not wanting to hurt someone I love.
Mm.
My husband and I are expecting our first baby.
Yay.
After trying for a couple of years, and we're beyond excited. We're going to his parents' house for July 4th weekend, and since the whole family's going to be together, we were thinking about finally sharing the news with everybody.
Right.
The problem is my sister-in-law, she's been struggling to get pregnant and has gone through miscarriages, and I know this has been really painful for her, and I'm terrified that announcing our pregnancy in front of everyone is going to make her feel like we're throwing our happiness in her face, even though that is the last thing we would ever want to do.
Sure.
At the same time, I don't want to hide our joy or act like this isn't a huge moment for us. We've waited and prayed for this, and we're so excited to become parents.
Mm.
So what do we do here? Is there a way to tell the family that's thoughtful and considerate for her? Should we tell her privately before making the big announcement? Mm. Should we hold off, wait for a better time? I just don't want her to feel forgotten while we're celebrating. Thanks so much for any advice. That's really sweet. For Olivia to be that considerate.
I was going to say,
what a big deal this is for her.
I mean, well done for her for considering that
very
and not
thoughtful.
Just being very, like, so wrapped in her own joy and excitement that she just
completely
doesn't think about that.
About
right,
that. Yes.
Right, for sure. That is very, very sweet. I almost think you have to pull them aside. Maybe,
give her a heads up.
Before you tell the news, like, hey, I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing.
And then what is the best way to say that? Because that's a delicate thing to say, too.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, especially if they've gone through miscarriages and things like that, where, you know, they've had the joy of being pregnant, but then they lose it. Yeah,
devastating.
For sure. Yeah.
So, like, okay, so what's the, maybe pulling her aside, giving her a heads up first?
That's my first thought is,
well, and then not knowing the full family dynamic,
is
this going to be a thing where if they make the big announcement in front of everyone, everyone's just like, yay, and then all of a sudden turn to her, like,
and
to
look at
her reaction.
Oh, yeah.
That could also be a thing.
And that could be very, very awkward.
Yes. Yes. And she probably doesn't want that either. I'm sure she doesn't. The family member doesn't want to, sister-in-law doesn't want to take away from her joy either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what's the best way? Knowing that the whole family probably knows
all the
situations.
I was going to say, the family probably understands the sister-in-law.
Olivia and the sister-in-law both have wanted this for a long time.
Right.
Olivia's getting her
I was going to say, it sounded like Olivia has gone through some moments.
Yeah, it's been a struggle to get to this point, too.
Right.
So they're both on the struggle bus, but Livia's just like, oh, we're in a happy spot now, but she's still struggling.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you have been through something like this, maybe your experience will help.
Yeah, Stephanie says tell her first. Okay, we need to figure out, we need to give her the words.
All right, 502-795-1997. Voice notes, you can call, text, and we'll take some of your stories on the way. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. So Olivia wants to share her pregnancy news with the family at a big get-together they're going to have, but knows her sister-in-law has struggled with getting pregnant herself, gone through miscarriages.
Yeah, so
and
this
is,
could sting for her.
Yes. Now, we tossed out the, okay, maybe she kind of pulls her aside beforehand and says, hey.
Here's the thing.
They
share a private little moment. They can shed some tears together. Maybe she'll even feel special. She was told first.
Yeah, maybe.
That might be a good thing. Brent says, we were in the same situation. It is easier to talk to the sister-in-law first. She will be happy for them.
I will say on Facebook, there are a lot of people who are jumping in and going, we've been the person that has struggled with fertility.
Ooh. And what are they saying?
And Like Amber, coming from someone who struggled with infertility. I always felt sad when I saw a pregnancy announcement, but that shouldn't stop you all from being happy and wanting to share your wonderful news.
Yes.
Please tell your family that is something to celebrate. Others, you know, I'd have a private conversation with her before the party. Everybody is saying maybe pull her aside beforehand. Julie, as someone who couldn't have children, it hurts no matter where you tell. We have some good days with it and some bad, but deep down, we all know other people are luckier. And although we hurt, we're truly excited for you. And so, you know, don't let that be a thing.
That's really reassuring. Lisa says, well, we all fell in love with Olivia today. Oh. Yeah, the way she wrote it was obviously very kind and considerate. She says, I definitely think you tell the sister-in-law well in advance, explain your plans at the get-together.
Mm.
And that way maybe she can decide, okay, does she even want to be in the room when they make the big announcement? Or maybe we are in the kitchen cleaning up or something.
Yeah, I think if she gives her the heads up and they have kind of a moment beforehand,
she doesn't need to step away. Yeah.
I think if the sister-in-law feels like she needs to step away, she can. But I almost feel like she would be there. I don't know.
Because I did mention, like, if the entire family knows of the struggles that the two couples have been having.
Because it seems like they both have.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Olivia announces her happy news and then just don't want the rest of the family to kind of be also looking at sister-in-law going, are you okay? Because that can make it awkward too.
Yeah.
So do you have the sister-in-law and her husband kind of up there with them, like embracing it so everyone sees everyone's happy about it?
I mean, we don't know how the sister-in-law will react, but...
Yes, no, we...
But...
Yes.
But still,
You do that for the private moment
we
first.
We need to have the private moment
Figure out from the public point. Yes,
yeah.
Catherine says, tell her first on Facebook. She can hear your empathy and respect for what she's going through.
Mm.
Then share at the party, but don't make her feel awkward or called out at the announcement. As in, don't try to fit in publicly your news and then try to protect her feelings. That's a balance. Some do try to overcompensate, and it has the opposite effect. Just share your good news. You'll have told her out of respect, and that's what's needed.
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that. And I think we can all kind of come together and say, let's let your sister-in-law know first.
Yes.
And then
share a private moment
take it from there.
With her. And yeah, and again, hopefully she'll feel special that you're telling her first and understand and having some empathy, knowing that she's hoping to have that same kind of moment.
But Olivia, congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, congratulations
to
you.
You are such a treasure.
For sure.
You're precious for considering her feelings and how your happy news might affect her. That is so super sweet.
Yeah, I feel like that's different than what dudes would do. They would just blindly go, hey guess what? That is such a difference in the species. All right, so thank you again. Congratulations. Let us know what happens.
Very exciting news. Hopefully everything goes well.
And keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.